Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. As the days lengthen and gardeners dream of the planting season to come, I urge you to consider plants adapted to our desert climate. Perhaps there are dry corners where your irrigation does not reach, or you tire of watching the rivulets of water that run down the gutter from trying to grow grass in the strip between sidewalk and road. These are ideal areas to experiment with drought-tolerant plants. As more of us have become aware of the need to conserve water, the availability of gardening resources has increased. Many local and mail-order nurseries now have a good selection of drought-tolerant or xeriscape plants. The Intermountain Plant Growers Association labels nursery plants with a special tag as Utah's Choice. Utah's Choice plants are well adapted to the climate of the Intermountain West and are a good starting point for choosing plants. One Utah's Choice favorite of mine is Fire Chalice or Zauschneria latifolia. It is a spreading perennial that is covered in fiery red tubular flowers from midsummer till frost. Hummingbirds avidly visit this carefree, drought-tolerant plant. Maple mallow, or Eliamna rivularis, is another favorite perennial. This bushy, waist-high resident of the higher mountains does well in my garden here in Logan. It is in partial sun and gets weekly watering. It is covered in large, pale pink flowers through much of the summer. Globe mallows, genus Sphaeralcia, are another useful xeric perennial. They require bright sunshine and tolerate heavy soils. Among our natives, they are unusual for their profusion of orange-colored flowers. These are just a few examples of the wealth of possibilities. By choosing plants adapted to your environment, you take the garden path of less resistance. When you consider the rainfall, soil, and sun exposure of your yard and choose plants adapted for those conditions, you struggle less and enjoy your garden more. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.